Love Talk Radio.
I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
I'm not alone.
Hallelujah. You have tuned in to the Sunday International Victory Service
Thank
of
you,
Potter's House Christian Prayer
and
Worship
Center.
Hallelujah. Renewing your mind. This is international. Where the broken are made whole by God, and we're going to be praising the Lord just for a little while longer. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For a little while longer. Just for the rest of our lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Come on. Got your hands in the right here. Come on.
Yes, we do, Jesus.
We want you. Hallelujah.
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 Everybody,
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, you've tuned in to the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Are you there?
Hallelujah. Yes,
well,
I am.
Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. At this time, I got to share with y'all some suggestions, some housekeeping suggestions. Get your pencil, your pen, your magic marker, your flare, something to write on. We suggest a composition notebook because we're going to get some scriptures and you want to take some notes because you want to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church on today. Is that right? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I thank God for all of you out there that's tuned in. Hallelujah. Glory. I saw you. Mother Dolores Harris, bobbing your head at the music. Come on now. It's with the eyes of my faith. I saw Ronald and Angie and Yvette and hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Linda Blackwell, hallelujah.
Thank
you were up there
Jesus.
Clapping your hands and saying hallelujah and bobbing your head too. Come on now. Hallelujah. And look here. And Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany. Hallelujah. And Bianca. Oh, she was bobbing her head, too. She tuned in today. Come on now. The eyes of my friend, Joyce Dukes and Tavon and Maurice and hallelujah, Julie and Anna Ava. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kitty, little Kitty, big Kitty. I don't know. The middle side Kitty. Glory to God. Stephanie, little Stephanie, big Stephanie. Desiree, Monica, Julius, and Joshua and Mitchell, little Mitchell, big Mitchell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody. Hallelujah. Victor. Hallelujah. All the families. Oh, we just thank God for you. Apostle Margie Mercer, Overseer Norman Nevis. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless you today. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sheila from Justice. God bless you. Gloria. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Gloria. Hallelujah. And Minister Janice and Sheila and another Sheila. Glory to God. Glory to God. And Prophet Cynthia and another Cynthia. And Elder, hallelujah, QB Stevenson and Dominique and Justin, God bless you. And Regina Bruce, God bless you, hallelujah. And Earl and Tavon and Michael Irvin, God bless you. And Dr. Battle, God bless you. And James Worthy, hallelujah, God bless you today, hallelujah. Janetta McCoy, Byron, glory to God, Byron McCoy, Senior Junior, Raymond McCoy, Senior Junior, Corinthia Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, Sean and Juan Johnson, God bless you today. We thank God for you today. Hallelujah. Angela Jennings Hill, God bless you. Elder Hallelujah. Rosetta Carey, God bless you today. Oh, Pastor Maxine and Theodis Lee, happy Father's Day. All you fathers out there, hallelujah. All you glorious to God, all you fathers in the Lord, all you stepfathers and godfathers, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not talking about the mafia now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we blessed be God. Hallelujah. Jerry Cleveland and Rakeem and glory to God. Hallelujah. Donnell Carter Retta. Glory to God.
And Teresa McLeod.
Yeah, Teresa McLeod. Glory
and
to
Elise.
God.
Hallelujah.
And Elise.
Hallelujah.
And Lauren and another Stephanie. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Carol. Carol Tunston, Harry Warsaw, God bless you, and Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Brown, Margaret Pearson, Evangelist Margaret Pearson, God bless you today, glory to God, hallelujah, Glenda Blanchard, God bless you, glory to God, hallelujah, Paige Trammell, and Holden Ransom, God bless you today, thank you, Jesus, I said we got so many folk on the line today, hallelujah, some folk in North Carolina, we don't even know, God bless you there, a folk in California, Jeffrey and Maria, and Bob and Lil up there in Boston. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Dorothy down there in Tarboro, North Carolina. Somebody told me she's coming up to Baltimore. so hallelujah, hallelujah. And Jerry and Mother Poopy in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and Tony and Ricky down there in South Carolina and Georgia, glory to God. All you folk all over the place, come on now. Hallelujah, Pastor Peggy and Pastor Mike over there in Hanover, Pennsylvania. God bless you real good, hallelujah. And Pastor Don Street over there in Parkville and Pastor, hallelujah, Jason Roseborough, Charlene Roseborough over there, and what's that, Rosedale, hallelujah, glory to God. We just praise God for all of you. Now, we can't mention everybody's name, but I thank God for all of you that have tuned in today. Hallelujah, even the new ones have tuned in today. We decree and declare blessings upon you and your family in Jesus' name. Even the cat and the dog, everybody in your house, glory to God, going to get blessed today. I got one. We got to do one more. We got to do one more song. Can we do another song? Or do we want to do one more song? Hallelujah. We're going to do that again. Come on, let's do that again. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, indeed. We're having a time in the Lord today. We just want you to know that you are in line for a miracle, for a blessing on today. We didn't finish the housekeeping suggestions. Get your cracker and your toast or your bread or your wafer or whatever you got and something to drink. We're going to have Holy Communion today. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, blessed be God. But we could shaman though not. Without further ado, I'm going to turn this part of the service into the hands Pastor Peaches Bird. See, she is the host of the Pastor's Corner now. In other words, she is the quintessential paradigm of feminine Nubian spiritual pulchritude. Hallelujah. And we're going to introduce her to some and present her to others, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird. The floor is yours, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. And happy Father's Day to every father out there, every father in the world. Hallelujah. This day has been set aside, set apart, and set aside to honor you. Hallelujah. It is a wonderful thing to be a father. And I say that because I know it's a wonderful thing to be a mother.
Hallelujah.
And I looked through and looked up a couple of scriptures. And, you know, you never hear, I guess, about the husband or anybody talk about the husband of the Proverbs 31 woman. And, you know, she must have had a great husband to have been, to be able to go out and do all of those things that she had the liberty to do. You know, sometimes some men can feel intimidated and hold you back and this and that and say, no, I don't want you doing that. And this and I say, she must have had a wonderful husband to for her to be able to do all of that. Hallelujah. And you can look at Proverbs 31 and see all the things that this wonderful woman did and all the jobs that she did and everything that she was allowed to do or everything she had in her to do because she was a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And she must have been a strong woman. Hallelujah. And it said the heart of her husband do safely trust in her so that she shall have no need of spoil. He will have no need of spoil. That was Proverbs 31 and 11. But look at all the things that she did. She made fine linen, and she had, it says, the strength and honor with her clothing and how she spoke. When she opened her mouth, there was wisdom, and her children rise up and call her blessed. And it said, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. And then that reminded me of the card that I gave my husband. And I, when my husband and I got married, I had four daughters. And I was told that no man was going to marry a woman with four children. And I told that person, I said, well, I know a woman that got married, and she had seven children. Because I remember the church mother of the church that we belonged to, her name was Marlene Epps. I remember her testifying in church as a saying that when Mr. Paul married her, she had seven children. And so I was able to tell somebody that. And, you know, and I just believed God in my heart that God was going to bless me with a husband that was going to love my children as his own. And I thank God because that's what he did. And I said, and I prayed for my husband. And I said, Lord, before I ever knew who he was, and I said, Lord, bless my husband to be receiving the same kind of word in church that I'm receiving. Bless him, Lord, not to have any crazy people in his background, in his family, because I was scared. I hadn't dated, and I was scared. Lord, please don't let me marry no cuckoo, no crazy person. I said, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to have to talk to God and ask him, like, well, why did you give me a cloud? But praise the Lord for that. But thank God, you know, every marriage need a husband with some humor. You know, everybody needs some human in life. And I just thank God for the man of God that he gave me. Is I had no way of knowing that God was going to bring this man of God in my life as my husband. And we were in the same church. We were already praising God together in the same church, receiving the same word. I didn't know that this man was going to be my husband. But I thank God for a man of God. I thank God for the man of God that he gave me to be a father to my children. And I think that was a miracle. And I praise God for that. And I just want to dedicate this song to my husband. And I just thank God. I cannot thank him enough. My husband encourages me when I'm down. He corrects me when I'm wrong. And, I mean, he is just, he reminds me so much of Jesus, because Jesus loves you no matter what. No matter how many mistakes you made, how many times you may fall down, he encourages you to get back up. You can make it. He's just an encourager. It doesn't matter what you don't have. It's something he can do to give you what you need. He'll give you what you need. And sometimes his love would just bring tears to my eyes, because I know what I once had. And I know you don't supposed to compare, I guess a present husband to a past husband, but sometimes I just could not, I just couldn't not do it, because I know what I had. And I was saying, wow. And, you know, but it just shows me just how much God loves me because of the man of God that he gave me. He knew the type of person I needed in my life. He knew the encourager I needed. He knew the covering that I needed. And he prays for me. And I thank God for a husband that can pray for me, that can lay hands on me when I'm sick or when I'm sick, you know, and lift me up when I'm down. Hallelujah. He tries to make those special days, that, like a Mother's Day or a birthday or whatever, it doesn't matter what the children are doing, he tries to make those days special for me, to add some love and all to those days to my heart, to let me know how much he appreciates me. And the song that I just want to sing is about Jesus, but it reminds me of my husband. And I just thank God, because my husband's love reminds me of the Lord, the type of love that God has for me. Hallelujah. How can I say thanks for the things that you've done for me, things so undeserved that you gave to prove your love for me? The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. Oh, that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee, to God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life and let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary, Calvary, with his blood he has saved me. Hallelujah. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things, the marvelous things, the wonderful things he has done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I dedicate that to my husband, the man of God that God has blessed me with. But I want to say happy Father's Day to all the wonderful men out there, to the men of God. Hallelujah. Hold up the blessed stained banner, men. Hallelujah. No matter how hard, no matter how tough things may be, no matter how the temptations may be on your job, hallelujah. Remember what you have at home. Remember the doors that God can open and has opened for you. Hallelujah. Remember the God that we serve. Hallelujah. And there's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. Speak what you want out of your mouth, men of God. Hallelujah. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Hallelujah. He's made you the head and not the tail. He's made you the head, hallelujah, of your household. Hallelujah. Hold up the blessing banner. Talk to the children. Tell the children what's wrong. Tell them what's right. Tell them what's wrong. No matter even if they don't want to hear it. In season, out of season, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are over them. Sometimes you be their friend or their buddy or their pal. You have to tell them what's right. You have to tell them what's wrong. Hallelujah. And you know they're going to come back to you later on and say, thank you, Dad. Thanks for telling me what was right, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Be the example of the man of God that they need so that they can look up to you. So when they're out there and they're tempted by their friends, they can hear your voice in their head, and they'll say, oh, no, I can't do that. My father's going to get me. My father told me not to do that. Or your voice is going to be louder than their friend's voice. So tell them, talk to them, love them, hug on them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's scriptures in the Bible, hallelujah, talks about compassion of a father, hallelujah. And it says that you're supposed to be honored. Be that man that your children won't mind honoring, hallelujah. But if they see you smoking weed right along with them, how can they honor you? How can they honor you? But be the example, hallelujah. And your children will rise up and call you blessed.
Hallelujah.
Just like they did the Proverbs 31 woman.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you, men of God. Men of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold up the bloodstained banner for the Lord, no matter how tough it gets. Hallelujah. The desires of your heart, God said, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Let God prove himself to you. Hallelujah. Have a blessed week in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And unto the Lord,
hallelujah,
our God.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah, thank you.
Our God, He is one. Oh, come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and
unto the Lord our God.
I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. Yes, he is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power, everybody.
Honor and power.
Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Sing it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God.
wonderful. Where the alto? Come on, alto. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. It is wonderful. Where the soprano singers? Come on, just sing the voice. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, O Lord. We glorify your name, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor your name today, O God. Yes, sir. Matthew 6:9 says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we worship you today, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God
thank
for
you,
Pastor Peachy's burden with the Pastor's Corner. And she left me speechless. I feel humbled by what she shared. Hallelujah. And I thank God for her. She doesn't know, but maybe she does, because I've told her many times that, hallelujah, glory to anything that God has given to me since we have been married has not been because of me, but because of God moving through her, hallelujah, I know without a shadow of a doubt that had it not been for this great virtuous woman that God has given me, there would not be 2 published books and another one on the way. In fact, 2 more on the way. I know for a shadow of doubt that doors have been opened that I had been trying to open for years, and doors that have been closed, I've been trying to close for years. But because of the mercy and grace of God,
hallelujah,
moving through my wife, hallelujah, I am who I am today. And
hallelujah,
I thank God for it. I don't take this thing lightly.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for commissioning me to be a father, and to be a husband, and to be a man of God, a man of His. So I don't take this lightly. And so right now, we're going through the throne of grace, but we're going to be, look, I'll tell you, Matthew 6:9 says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we worship you, God. We praise, we do magnify your name. We glorify your name. We honor your name. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of your glory. Hallelujah. Isaiah 6:3, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name today, oh God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:10 says, The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. So we thank you for your names, oh God. And as we say your covenant names aloud, you become that to us. So we thank you, God, that you are Jehovah. Glory to God. Sid Canu, you are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. Hallelujah. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive our We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, because you are Jehovah Makedesh. You're Jehovah Shammah. You're Jehovah Sabaoth. You're Jehovah Teshua. You're Jehovah Perezo. You're Jehovah Rohi. You're Jehovah Rohi. You're Jehovah Rophe. You're Jehovah Rophika. You're Jehovah Rapha. You're Jehovah Nisi. You're Jehovah Shalom. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Elion. You're Jehovah Adonai. Hallelujah. You're Jehovah Elohim. You're Yahweh. You're El Shaddai. You're El Gamor. You're El Gamola. You're Abba Father because of what Jesus did. He spoiled principalities, made a show of them openly. Hallelujah. Colossians 2:15. He took the keys to death and hell. Revelations 1:18. He led captivity captive. Ephesians 4:8. And because of all of that, you have highly exalted him and given him a name above every name that's named, that the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that he's Lord to the glory of God the Father. So we say, Abba Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless your name,
Thank
oh God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You,
we bless your name, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Matthew 6:10 says, Come thy kingdom be done thy will.
Hallelujah.
On earth as it is in heaven. So we say, come thy kingdom be
Hallelujah.
Done thy will in this community, this city, this state,
Hallelujah.
This country, and the world. And we pray for the peace of
Hallelujah.
Israel.
Yes.
We pray for the peace of Israel. We pray for peace in the city, in the countryside,
Hallelujah.
In the valley, on the mountaintop, in the land, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We pray for peace in our land.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you are our everything. We exalt your name. We bless your name today. We thank you, God, for every
Hallelujah.
Man, woman, boy, girl under the
Hallelujah.
Sound of my voice, every family
Hallelujah.
Represented right now, oh God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you, God, that you're moving by your spirit right now
Hallelujah.
To meet every listener at the point of their need and then giving them super abundantly above. Oh, we bless your holy name, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray right now, oh God. Hallelujah. Right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you give every man, woman, boy, girl under the sound of my voice multiple streams of income. Hallelujah, glory to God. Witty ideas and inventions. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory
Thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
Income producing properties and thousandfold increase in blessing and plenished tasks and completed works of God. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Your word said that the wealth of the wicked is ours, the wealth of the sinner is ours. We declare
yes.
and declare upon the callers right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We call forth from the north, east, south, and west
Hallelujah.
The harvest of every good seed sown by ourselves and our families throughout the years, throughout the ages. To come to us now, every man, woman, boy, girl, right now, under the sound of my voice, every family represented. Father God, we just bless your name, what you're going to do on today. We thank you. We praise your name, oh God. We glorify your name. We honor your name. We bless your name. We magnify your name. We worship your name. Glory to God. in Jesus' name. Satan, we serve you. Notice right now you are under our feet. Hallelujah. We say get thee behind us, Satan. We cancel every plan, every device,
hallelujah,
every strategy, every tactic. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything you set up to still kill and destroy in the lives of the people under the sound of my voice right now, we call it null and void in Jesus' name. We bring your works to naught in Jesus' name. We utterly destroy your works right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare. Hallelujah, jubilee. We decree and declare,
hallelujah,
victory in the camp. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, glory to God. Victory in the camp today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I tell you, I feel God is getting ready to do something explosive in the lives of people under the sound of my voice.
Glory
you feel something going
hallelujah
on right
Jesus
now.
Hallelujah.
If you want to give a testimony,
hallelujah,
share something right now, go ahead while
hallelujah
I tee up another song.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise God for, I guess, making things available to us so that we can possibly start having services in our home. And I'm going to tell you something. When you desire something, if you just speak it out of your mouth, God is able.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to tell you something. I was, looking and wondering, Lord, where is this doorknob? I know, and y'all, it may sound silly, it may sound small. I said, Lord, where is this doorknob? I said, wow, the ones I bought don't go. I would have to do so much to this door to put the new doorknobs there. And then I said, Lord, I know there was a doorknob on the extra doorknob, the one that matched the other door was here. And I said, and you know what? God has dropped in my spirit so many times, speak it out of your mouth. And when I did, I said, oh my gosh, God led me to it, y'all. I'm within 5 minutes. So therefore, there was the knob for one side of the door. But the matching knob on the other side of the door still was not there. I said, okay, all right, wow. Perhaps I just put a nail through the hole where the nail was to go through the knob. And I say, then, you know, that'd be all right. And then, you know what? I was there in the room, and something else dropped in my spirit to go to another room. Don't you know when I went to the other room, the matching knob was on that door. Was on the door. I said, "Oh my gosh, here it is!" Y'all, it may sound crazy. A lot of times when we're looking for something, a lot of times it's right under our nose. A lot of times when we're believing God for something, and we're just wondering how is God going to do this? How is God going to fix this? How is this going to happen? And don't you know, God doesn't want us to fret. He wants us to believe Him for it. To believe Him for it, no matter how hard it may seem, y'all, believe God for that thing that you desire and speak it out of your mouth. Thank Him for it. Say, Lord, I thank you for it. A lot of times we think God wants us to save up money for something. A lot of times, and a lot of times the things that you want, it would take you forever to even save up for it. God wants you to believe Him for it. When He drops different things in your spirit and first of all, when you're in His Word, it's Him that gives you the desire for these things.
Yes.
Okay, and then we try and figure out how we're going to get it. He doesn't want you to try and do that. He wants you to believe Him for it.
Yes.
And He will bless you with it. All the money, gold, all the silver in the world is His. A lot of the things that we need, when has God ever dropped a desire in your heart for something that's cheap? Never. Well, if God gives you the desire, it's going to be way out there. And so therefore, when it comes to fruition, He's the only one that's going to get the glory. He's not going to share His glory with another. And you're going to be able to say, only God could have done that. And He's going to get the glory. And He's going to know that you are going to thank Him for it, because He knows that within you and in your strength and in your bank account, you couldn't have done it anyway.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You got the music ready, honey?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You tuned into the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and
Jesus.
Worship Center, where the broken are made by, whole by God. Hallelujah. And right now, we're going directly into our communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23-30, and hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you would bless them, anoint, and sanctify in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And your word says to examine yourselves, and we examine ourselves right now. We comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory now your God. Words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you and many sleep. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not
thank
a man
you,
that you should lie, oh, but your word
you,
will
God.
Do what it was set up to
thank
do. Isaiah 55:11, how your word says that your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on
Amen.
Today, O God. There's one thing you put above yourself, is your word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 138:2 says so. So, Father God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
and when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you. That your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, hallelujah, the new urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Pakistan and China and the Philippines and Europe, Asia,
Africa,
hallelujah, the islands, South America, North America, hallelujah, all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your words say in Matthew 15:26, hallelujah, 1 John 3:1-2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Hallelujah. Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus 12:13-23. God, you said, when I see the blood,
hallelujah,
I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, which stands for the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
for
God.
Your blood covering our homes, our families,
yes,
our
yes.
loved ones, our jobs, our ministries.
Yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We apply the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, to every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex. We call down the fire of heaven upon every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call it down in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire. Consuming all of that. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses,
hallelujah,
utterly destroys, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Again, we remember you, Lord. And Father God, we thank you for the family daily confession. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Kings, the first chapter, entire first chapter. Hallelujah. Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1:24-25. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Psalms 19:14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know what? Hallelujah, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. It's time for hallelujah. The word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility lightly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nor this opportunity lightly. Hallelujah. Nor this time lightly. But I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Renew, hallelujah. Use me for your glory, oh God. heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your power break forth on the left and on the right. Hallelujah. On the north, east, south, and west. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask that you give 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed that shall be sown today, oh God. And Father God, hallelujah, thank you for the power to bind the enemy. Satan, you're bound in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We cancel you out. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for the blessings that are even being moved right now into place for every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound
thank
of my word,
yes.
Every family represented in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise
God.
Hallelujah. Before we go any further, Pastor Peaches,
yes.
Can you read the scriptures that we will be using?
Yes.
You're probably going to be using more, but read those that we put down. Okay. Hallelujah.
Matthew 5:48. 2 Timothy 2:15, Psalms 92:12-15, 2 Timothy 3:16, Galatians 5:16-25, Philippians 2:5, and Galatians 5:22-23.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches. There was a man named Noah, sent by God to be an instrument in revolutionizing the entire world. Glory. This man, God, lived a long time ago, but we're still talking about him today. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That man named Noah, sent by God, was born October 16th, 1758.
What? That was again.
Got you again.
Yeah.
I love getting y'all. His name was Noah Webster. And Noah Webster, by some pundits, is considered the father of education in America. He published the first dictionary of the English language in America in 1806. He dealt with over 70,000 words in his dictionary, 12,000 of which had never been put in a dictionary before. He codified the English language with the spelling of words fitting how they sounded. Two examples are color used to have a U in it coming from Europe. He took the U out of there because he said it doesn't fit because it don't sound like a U belong there. He changed the word center because center from Europe was spelled C-E-N-T-R-E. He said that don't sound right. He reversed it and put E-R instead of R-E. Well, he did that a lot. What he did after he published that
dictionary. He also published a blueback speller. And y'all got the children, you got to blame Noah Webster for them spelling tests you've been having ever since. And you had to memorize the exact spelling of words. Glory to God. Why am I talking about semantics? Because that's what it is. The meaning of words, the linguistic meaning of a word, semantics. Well, we got to go to the first scripture. Can you go to the first scripture? When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to give you the title of today's message, and it's going to blow your mind.
Amen.
Amen. Now, before you read that, I need to, so many of you have heard this. Well, nobody's perfect. Well, I ain't going to even try to be perfect because nobody's perfect. Have you heard that before? Say amen.
Amen.
You can say amen, Mother Dolores, hallelujah. Minister Linda, you can say amen, because you heard people say, oh, nobody's perfect. Oh, Jesus. But wait a minute here. Read that scripture right there.
Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Oh, hold up. Wait a minute. Halt. Read that again.
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
Well, I can't understand. Wait a minute. Now, you done heard people say, well, nobody's perfect. I ain't going to even try. Or nobody's. But read that one more time, because I got to get this.
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
Stop. Mm. Do you know that that statement was spoken by Jesus?
Hallelujah.
And that was during the Sermon on the Mount. That's where you got your Beatitudes, is in the first part of that scripture. And this is part of, oh, my goodness. Mm. The title of today's message, Ye Perfect. He said, you have lost your ever-loving mind, Brother Burritt. How can I be perfect? Well, your teacher in school, in grade school, told you when you got to the fifth grade, before the fifth grade, you learned to read. And then after the fifth grade, or was it the third grade? I forgot. You read to learn. She told you, I think it was in the fifth grade, that words have meanings. But sometimes they have more than one meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are looking at the word perfect in a carnal setting, you can kind of say, okay. The Bible says no good thing is in this flesh body, but to God. You can maybe say, well, yeah, I kind of understand. But this was a spiritual discourse. And as a spiritual discourse, God saw fit to put it in the word. And so it's now a biblical discourse, which means that perfect has a biblical meaning, not the carnal meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you're reading Moby Dick or A Tale of Two Cities and you see the word perfect in that and you're reading that, see that? Uh-uh. When you see perfect in God's word, and see, you got to understand that some pieces get this wrong. Oh, yes, sir. Because they still hung up with the carnal definition. But we're not of this world. He that cometh to God by faith believe that he is, that is reward of them that diligently, because he's a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And one of the greatest ways you worship him is in spirit, is reading his word spiritually with the Holy Ghost understanding. Read that scripture again, Matthew 5:48. It's in the word. That's why we give the address. Y'all got to learn and get in the habit of putting in addresses to what you tell people.
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
After all he said, the Beatitudes and this and that and the other and that and the other, he said, therefore, go ahead. Therefore. What is the therefore? That's why you got to read up front to see what the there was there for.
Amen.
He said, be ye perfect. So it can't mean that you ain't never going to make a mistake. That's not what that means. That does not mean you're never going to have fallen shorts. Y'all need to pick up your shorts. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Anyway, Jesus, help me, Lord. Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Amen. So you say, well, Brother Brad, what does perfect mean here? Do you know what perfect means spiritually? Biblically? You need to write this down. That's why you hear us when we talk about our family death, a daily confession. We say perfect. Because I'm perfect. And some of you cringe when we say that. And the devil be telling you, oh, nobody perfect. Don't even try. See, that's what he's trying to do, trying to get you to give up, not trying to be excellent in your service to God. But here it is, perfect number one in the Bible, perfection in the Bible. What God is talking about cannot be done outside of him. Hello?
Hallelujah, amen.
You can't make that perfection outside of the Holy Ghost living big in your life. Perfect, biblically, is being full. Perfect means being full of wisdom. There is not, go down to the bottom of that text and see. You see, I have three things down there. Y'all need to understand that perfect means spiritual maturity. It doesn't mean you've never made a mistake, because if you never made a mistake, Jesus didn't need to come.
Amen.
But he's talking about spiritual maturity. And Ephesians 4:10, you don't have to go there. In 4:11, it talks about Jesus left, but he gave some gifts to the church. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. For what reason? The first thing he says is for the perfecting of the saints. Perfecting means to make the saints perfect. No, mature the saints. The worst thing you can do is run into a person, sometimes older people. They've been 40 years in the way, and they still got a temper. You can't step on their toe and say, excuse me, and say, well, you stepped on my toe anyway. I'm sick of you. They still got a temper. They've been 40 years in the way, and that's the problem. They've been in the way. They need to get up and get closer and become mature in Christ.
Amen.
They need experiential maturity. Experiential maturity means they have to have maturity that comes from experience. Because if you tell me that you've never accidentally stepped on somebody's toe or deliberately stepped on somebody's toe, well, accidentally, I don't know if you deliberately did it, but in your entire life, you must be at least 1 year old, at the most 1 year old or 2 years old. Because if you lived 10, 20, 30 years, you done stepped on somebody's toe. That's a mistake, hopefully. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. experiment, learn how to forgive others as you want them to forgive you. That's experiential maturity. See, you don't jump off, you know, people don't, you don't get angry like you used to do when you was 10 and 12 and 15 and 20 and 30. Oh, Lord, 40. Lord, you still get angry? Go back to Romans 12, 1. Present your emotions a living sacrifice. Sacrifice that emotion. Give it up to the Lord. But that's it. Be ye perfect. In other words, be mature. Okay. You say, okay. Spiritual maturity. Full of wisdom. Full of the God kind of knowledge and wisdom and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the next scripture? Because I got to go on because time's going.
2 Timothy 2:15.
See, the reason why I tell you that I use so many scriptures, I tell you to get to the word, because 2 Timothy 2:15 says what?
2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
You only should be ashamed if you're not living up to the word of God. You coming out of your mouth with stuff like God said you make one step, he'll make two. He ain't say that. That ain't in the Bible.
Amen.
Here's another one that people have been quoting for years. Spare the rod, spoil the child. It ain't in the Bible. Part of it is, but the other part is somebody added that along the way. There are so many scriptures. That's why you get the address. It's just because that what's in the Bible. You ask them what book, chapter, and verse. That gives you spiritual maturity. Now, folks that don't have spiritual maturity, they don't care where it's found. Well, it's in the Bible somewhere. Well, where is it? I don't know. You go read the Bible. That's not spiritual maturity. That's spiritual ignorance. That's spiritual illiterate. You know, if you want to be illiterate, that's okay. But don't be biblically illiterate. You got to be perfect. In other words, mature, full of wisdom, full of maturity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Ephesians 4, 10, and 11, it says, why? For the perfecting of the saints, because you got to have wisdom to deal with the work of the ministry. You got to be mature. That's why you want to have the saints mature so they can do the work of the ministry. And when they do the work of the ministry, guess what? The edifying of the body. They lift up the body. Edifying means to lift up. But it starts with the maturing, the perfecting of the saints. So I got to tell you, you want to get further in God, be ye perfect as God is perfect. Ah, glory to God. Matthew 5:48. You need to remember that. Hallelujah. And then rightfully discern and divide the word of truth. Check it out. Don't be saying, well, nobody's perfect. God ain't going to ask you to do something you can't do. And he's only going to ask you to do something with his help, with the help of the Holy Spirit, because you can't stand for Christ without the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's the next scripture?
Psalms 92:12-15.
All right. Go there. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. This is important for you to understand. You can be, I don't care if you're 2 or 22. If you are 9 or 90, you can be perfect. Mature in Christ. If you seek that, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, intentionally, deliberately seek him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you come into God, I don't care if you're 9 or 90, God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you with maturity. You'll be able to do stuff. Hallelujah, because you are perfect. You are being matured in him. Read that scripture, because I need to share this with some folk who think, look, they done retired and they ain't doing nothing else. And they still walk. Look, they still walking around. They and not living. They live. They're 80 years old now. They retired at 50, but they're not living. You got to understand that you got to. This is a process. Be ye perfect as I am perfect is a process. Go ahead, read that scripture.
Psalm 92:12-15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
Mm-hmm.
They shall still bring forth fruit in old age.
Go ahead. I finished that.
They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is the rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
It is important for you to understand that being perfect, be mature in Christ means you keep growing. You keep growing because he said in his word, if you hook yourself up with him, you're going to continue to grow. Even in old age, so you're going to be growing. You're going to be doing stuff. Waking up in the morning, you're going to have a job to do. Because when your job is over, I'm going to tell you, when your job is over, hallelujah, it's time to go. When your job is over, when you finish doing what you were supposed to do, it's time to pick up your ticket. You understand? So you got to keep working. You say, well, I retired. Excuse me. I retired 30 years ago. Well, what you doing? Well, I'm just taking it easy. I'm waking up. Glory to God. I got to do a part two of this because they tell me my time is getting short. But glory to God. I read that other scripture, the next scripture. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:16. Hallelujah.
When you get that, say amen.
Amen. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given in inspiration from God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
It's, you want to be perfect as Christ is made you perfect. You get in the word. Understand that everything that happened to you in life has not been a happenstance. You are not an also-ran of God.
Hallelujah.
You're not somebody just taking up space. God had a plan for you, and your greatness is in you. You hear my voice? The greatness is in you. You still hear my voice? You got a job to do. If it's nothing else, and I thank all of you who've been calling people up. And you know who you are. And tell them I love you and God loves you. You've been saving lives. You've been touching families. You've been changing the course of mighty rivers. You've been bending steel with your back. You're a superhero, glory to God. You don't know the lives that you have touched by just saying I love you. I got to do part two of this because it ain't over. It ain't over until God says it's over. And he ain't saying it's over yet. So God bless you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless everyone who's heard this part of this message. Bless them in a special way in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pastor Peaches, go ahead.
Yes, if you'd like to send us a communication, please send it to RYMM, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 212-14. If you'd like to call us after the broadcast is over, 410-444-5152. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for joining us every Sunday at 3 o'clock and Wednesday evenings at 7. The same number. Jesus Christ in your heart. Call us after the broadcast is over. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You might want to repeat that. I apologize.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I believe you died and you rose again from the grave, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father, and I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior in Jesus' name. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. You're passing from to death unto life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give us a call. Let us know that you are a new convert. Don't you know that angels in heaven are rejoicing over you? Hallelujah. Thank you.
And you know what? We bless God for Talitha and Joe and everybody else. Hallelujah. And Joconda Barnes. Hallelujah. We all glory to God. We thank God for everybody that has listened to the broadcast.
Yes,
and
Mother
anybody
Bertha
that
Johnson,
calls
yes.
us at 410-444-5152. Glory to God. That's 410-444-5152. We're going to send you the gift of the month. Hallelujah. So glory to God at no cost to you. Hallelujah. Just hallelujah. Leave your name and number if we're on the other line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But blessed be God. Hallelujah. Name and number and your address. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. I know. Yeah, glory to God. Y'all going to have to pray for Brother Bird. Hallelujah. Because he's just on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if there's smoke coming out the chimney or whatever, but here's the song. We're going to sing the song again. We're going to try to put the song on again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on a city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord out of his walls before his army. And the Lord out of his walls before his army. On the walls, where is the army? They carry out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the walls. Where is the army? They carry out his word. The Lord out of his walls, before his army. The Lord out of his walls, before his army.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
All Shelly, come by.